So we're here with Luke from Landwise, and he's been doing an interesting talk on nitrogen mapping in sort of different blocks and farms. He's going to tell us a little bit more about it.
The talk was running for a variety of grower trials we ran this summer, looking at grower practice versus industry good practice and seeing how growers can change their nitrogen management. And I suppose the outcome out of these trials were going that growers really needed to do more nitrogen testing and understand how much nitrogen their crops are using, because if we can manage our nitrogen inputs a lot better, growers are often blind when they're making nitrogen recommendations and applying nitrogen. If we can do soil tests, growers can make more informed decisions and help to actually balance their inputs more to what, so I suppose for them, to improve the environment.
So they, a lot of the discussion out there was around when you're left with high levels of nitrogen and after you've taken out your crop, what to do with that, and there's some interesting discussions. Do you want to talk us through that?
One of the options is if you've got lots of nitrogen left at the end of a crop, we can plant a cover crop to mop up the excess N in the soil. But ideally, when we side dress that crop, we'd have done a soil test and only applied the amount of nitrogen we needed for the crop. And then, so if we do a lot of soil testing, we're not actually going to have those big excesses anymore. And then we're not going to have those issues coming into autumn when we have that excess N in the soil.
So the more sustainable way of approaching it is early planning and managing that earlier on rather than dealing with what you've got right now.
Yeah, no, definitely. But then as a side note, the other thing is that by doing those soil tests, you can make the right nitrogen recommendation for that paddock. And so in a few instances, we find that growers have to actually use more nitrogen. So it's not only necessarily about cutting fertiliser use, but it's around putting that right rate on to grow the maximum crop every time.